Hey, so wanted to make this quick podcast after I just finished a run to say that if you're alone right now, if you don't really have any friends, like I was just finishing up this run and I sat down on the ground to catch my breath, which isn't what you want to do, by the way. According to some people, you want to stand up to catch your breath, but sometimes I like to finish a run and just sit and think in the sun. And I was about to stand up and like I subconsciously just like put my hands out because I had some imaginary friend was going to help lift me up, and you know, no one was there to do it. So if you feel alone right now, you have to just use it as an asset. When you're alone, you can spend so much more time watching developmental videos on YouTube, videos that will make yourself better. You know, why would you want to have friends like you if you're not successful right now? Why would you want to hang out with people who are in the same place and not the place that you want to go? They're not at the place that you want to get to in life. So so use this time. I'm making this video, this podcast for myself 12 months ago, 18 months ago, to say, well, I was trying to get into the military because I thought that would solve my friend problem. But what I really realized was I don't really want the friends. I also tried to get into the military to solve my money problems and also to meet more people. And, you know, I was hesitating, holding off. No, this isn't the right thing. And the reason why was because I wasn't invested in it. Yes, it would have given me those three things: money, friends, and, you know, better environment to excel in. But wherever you go, there you are. So I decided, instead of that, let me get better where I'm at, so that way wherever I go, I'm the best version of myself. So yeah, using it as an asset. When you don't have anyone around you, you can really think and grow and, you know, do things that are going to make you better. Invest time in studying people who are more successful, because your friends aren't going to show you how to do that. Certainly friends that aren't asking you to pay them any money either, you know, because when you pay someone money, you start paying attention, and you know, why would you go to eat? Like, that's for high school, you know? Going out to eat with some friends and laughing, that's some high school shit right there. You don't need to be doing that right now. High school was an easy game. You just show up. I didn't even do any of the work. I just showed up. I can tell you I made a lot more connections and meaningful connections because I didn't try to do the meaningless work. Those textbooks are from one county in Texas, I think, controls all the textbooks that we make in this country. So that tells you enough of what you need to know about what's inside those textbooks. Yeah, so what do I mean by that? What am I saying to you? I'm saying spend all your time and money and energy in growing yourself. You've had the fun you needed to have. Now, stop trying to have the fun, because the fun didn't get you anywhere. The fun actually ended up leaving you worse than you were before. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, use it as an asset. sorry for the dramatic pauses. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just thinking of what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do next. Well, I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but how do I get rid of this, like, this mucus after I run? Sometimes I have this mucus problem. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people around you that you're trying to hang out with, they're not trying to get anywhere. They're trying to go places and have memories. They're trying to travel. Bijan, you've done all the traveling. You did all the traveling before you were 10. Like, you were very fortunate. You've had all of those experiences. No, you didn't drink and hang out and party with people. That's just not your style anyway. Drinking is not your style, Bijan. But I got to go to the fancy restaurants before I was 10. You know, I got to go to different places in the world. Very fortunate. But the thing I took away from all those experiences was I'm not trying to wallow in the mud with people. I'm trying to be at the forefront, trying to experience the side of life that I've always wanted to experience. And that's going places to meet people, to make things happen, to exchange money, because you can't help people by being nice, you know, but by being sensitive to their needs. The number one way I can actually affect change right now and have influence and make positive change is by creating money and wealth. And then I can make a positive impact. But, you know, I've tried the sensitive thing for way too long. It doesn't really work. So, yeah, a little bit of a more emotional note on this podcast. But, yeah, if you listen to this, thank you. I hope it helped in some way. I hope my voice was at least soothing, as some people say it might be. So, yeah, hit me up. Let's do some work. I need some work. I need some people to collab with, to connect with. Let's go. Let's make some moves happen. I'm trying to help you and make the world a better place. So let's go.